Proclamation number 198 dated the November 24th, 1937. Battle of Light with Darkness. Listen, my child, it is God's will to instruct you of teachings which correspond to your thoughts, and therefore I want to let you know today how very fond the Lord Jesus is of you and how much your dedication pleases him. If you ever feel a sense of abandonment, never be frightened, for one is always close to you, your Savior, who will help you carry your every worry. Confidently travel your path of life until the end in this knowledge and don't be afraid. Not everyone is granted the same fate of being allowed to work physically and spiritually as the Lord and Savior has intended for you. Yet if you always lift your eyes upwards, you will be able to live up to both and constantly feel the Father's caring hand. Listen to us, who stay close to you, and try to understand. In the beginning of the world, all spirit was united. It was a being surrounded by the light of the eternal sun. Elements whizzed through the universe which shied away from the radiance and tried to destroy the divine light. During the battle of darkness against light, countless atoms lost contact with the light, and the elements of darkness declared war on those tiny bodies of light which went astray in the universe in order to extinguish their abundance of light, which each of these small and smallest beings sheltered, and to draw these beings into the sphere of influence of darkness. Thus, the battle between good and evil erupted, which will last for an unforeseeable time to come. And God gave every being of light the freedom to turn according to its own will. Nevertheless, these beings will continue to fundamentally belong to the divine light, even if the battle lasts for millennia. Each one of the smallest components of the eternal light will flow back to the origin of its purpose. This is the cycle according to God's will, that every being should voluntarily turn to him, with full use of its strength and supported by the love of the Divine Father who generates all light, and thus find the path back to perfection and be permitted to stay close again to the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Light. Amen.